and gentlemen, thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Give us a call at 818-818-6401 with your training and your behavior questions. Also, the show is produced here live from the farm by Kayla Cavanaugh. Once again, the show is brought to you by VitaCraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And Lick and Lap by VitaCraft is a healthy five-pack saucy terrine snack that your cats will definitely fall in love with. You can get it at VitaCraft.us, Walmart.com, or in your pet stores. Good Pets food, supplements, and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. Enter promo code PETS in the box and save 10% at goodpetsfoods.com. Also, if you'd like to join us in tropical Costa Rica, October 6th, you can find out more about it from Colette Tours at 800-581-8942. And the booking number is 1299-885. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
I'm a dog.
Dog.
Woof.
Woof.
Yep, I'm a doggy dog, dog, woof, woof. I'm a walking treat on 4 feet, the finest pet you get to meet. My fur keeps in the heat. Now take it in while my tail feels the beat. What you whistling at? I'm not a parakeet. I'm a dog, I'm pet perfection when it comes to pet selection. Oh, I'm the king. Yeah. Now excuse me while I smell this thing. The rest of the pets all know I'm the best in show at the doggy show. Cause I'm a purebred kibble fed chilling in my doggy bed. Just to be clear, I'll repeat what I said. I'm a dog. Woof. I'm a doggy dog dog. I'm a dog. Woof. I'm a doggy dog dog. Woof woof. My house, it's small but homey homey. I got my bones so I'm never lonely. My air freshener smells like pepperoni. So the poodles and the puppies, they all want to know me. Walk it to the park always goes well. There's a lot of important things I gotta smell. I gotta chase some squirrels up trees. And oh, hold on, I gotta scratch some fleas. Oh, what? It's flea season. I'm a dog. I'm a doggy dog dog.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Mike, and he'll put you on the air with us. Don't forget, you can also check us out on Alexa, CRN4. Tune in. That's what you're going to say, and it'll pick up the show live right now. You can also watch us on Listen on Facebook Live. That's at Talkin' Pets Radio. Also, don't forget, if you hit pound, basically, 250 on your smartphone, you can get to the show that way as well. Or go to our website, talkinpets.com, and click on Listen Live, and you can go there as well and listen to the program. But we want to hear from you, 818-818-6401. And by the way, when you call into the show, and if you're on our Facebook, by the way, you'll meet Darla. And Darla's on there to guide you through whatever you have. If you've got any questions, ask Darla. She knows all about the show there, and she's always on our Facebook Live. And a big shout-out to Darla there. So you can check it out at Talkin' Pets Radio. But we want to talk with you. And so how you doing, Kayla?
I'm stressed, but yeah. Good.
Stressed? Well, that makes two of us.
Yeah.
So you got to jump in the pool for a little bit this afternoon. Was it warm or cold?
It was actually pretty nice.
Really?
Yeah, Camden didn't mind it either.
I guess that's because of the fact that it's so hot out there.
It's very hot.
Yeah, and we're going to have an interview coming up with Dr. Brad Ryan towards the bottom of the hour here, and we're going to be talking with him through Antech Diagnostics. And basically, we're going to be talking about diseases, illnesses, so on and so forth, that are brought on by, like, ticks and fleas. like heartworm is one of them. And so we'll be talking with Dr. Brad Ryan at that time. So stay tuned for that. But it is very common now that you're going to see more fleas, more ticks, more mosquitoes because we have been so hot. I heard Chicago is like the hottest they've ever had at this time as well. So everybody's like pretty boiling up right there. So, but I don't know, Mike, are you on mic with me? Can you, what's LA like? Are you hot in Los Angeles? Let's see if Mike gets on. Nope, he's not on. But I'm curious though to know what it's like in Los Angeles. If it is, you know, Mike's in LA, we're in Florida. It's hot everywhere, so everybody's dealing with it. So, again, you want to take your precautions. If you're going to be taking your dog out for a walk, make sure because of the heat you take them out in the early mornings, and then also take them out when it's dusk, meaning when the sun is going down. That's going to be the coolest for them because it's way too hot. If you're going to let your dog run through a field or anything of that type where there's tall grass, that's where ticks like to hang out. So make sure that you check your dog before you bring them into the home. And I mean check through their fur, because the ticks will embed themselves underneath the fur and then they'll start getting their blood meal, and that's when you're going to have problems like Lyme disease for yourself as well. So if you get a tick on you and it embeds into your skin, I've had friends actually that got Lyme disease, and it's something that you definitely do not want to get. So just be careful when you're out there. As for fleas, we know they're everywhere. You don't think they're in your house, but they are actually in your home as well. They go dormant during the winter usually, and when the temperatures start to get warmer, that's when they start coming out. Or if you start vacuuming in places where you never do or moving furniture, that's going to upset their cycle, the flea life cycle, and that will hatch them, and then you're going to end up having fleas. But, you know, you can get exterminators for that inside. But make sure you put your... I know sometimes I get fleas with my cats, and I got three rescue cats. And sometimes I let them go out to the pool. And, you know, just because it's all cemented and everything doesn't mean they're not going to pick up a flea, because they do. So the one thing that you want to do is make sure you have them on a preventative. And that will actually break the life cycle of the fleas. So if you have any kind of issues going on in your house and your pet is not on a preventative, put them on a preventative. That will help in the aspect of killing off the fleas in your home as well. Because they'll jump on your pet, your cat, your dog, whatever, to feed. And when they feed, they will die. So they have no chance of, you know, having young or, you know, bringing more fleas into the environment. But also, too, you know, good pest control will help you out with that as well. Same thing outside. When your pest control comes to your house, make sure that they use it on the inside, and make sure that they use it on the outside of the house as well. Because if you are using mulch, which is really nice looking around your home, it does harbor a lot of pests, cockroaches, bugs, fleas, ticks. They will harbor in that mulch. So you want to make sure when your guy or girl comes over to spray your house, make sure they spray around the house on the outside as well. And that will prevent that too. I know in some states it is termite season two, where termites are coming out now. And I know here in Florida where I'm at, you can walk outside at night and there are so many termites you can't even see in front of you. I've had that happen here in my neighborhood. And that's how they get into your homes and start eating away. So again, with pest control and a good termite company, that will keep you in check. But one place, if you ever want to find termites in your home, actually look in your windowsills. If you find wings or any type of a body, but most likely wings, because termites, once they fly, they drop their wings, and then that's when they burrow into your wood, and that's when you're going to have problems with your home. So those are pests and everything that you want to make sure that you take care of at this time. And like I said, if you sitting there right now and you're saying, but we never have fleas, we never have ticks where we live. Don't say never, because as the temperatures are warming, that means that these pests are on the run. And they're expanding into environments. They've even said that they've seen alligators in Tennessee. And that's because the warming temperatures. And these creatures, or pests, are living their lives out in different environments. And they're adapting to them. They're very adaptable. There's even sometimes with some medications. I know in Mississippi was an area where some of the people there, their pets got used to, like, ticks and all that, like, the, what they had them on for the control, it wasn't helping at all for the fleas or the ticks because these creatures were becoming immune to what you're having them on. So sometimes you do have to change it up as well. But if you've got a good one, I would stick with, like, a flea control or a tick control, and I'll let you decide on which ones you want to go with that on that. But you can always check with your veterinarian or even your pet trainers. They will tell you as well. Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. The number is 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets. Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
When you order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare, you unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
50 dogs rescued from a South Korean dog meat farm began a new life in the U.S., thanks to Humane World for Animals. Once confined to cramped, filthy cages with wire flooring, deprived of basic care, affection, or even the chance to run, these dogs have now stepped onto solid ground, felt soft bedding, and received gentle hands instead of fear. Their journey took them from South Korea to JFK Airport in New York. From there, they traveled to the Humane World for Animals Care and Rehab Center in Maryland, where they will receive veterinary care and emotional rehab before finding adoptive families. An additional 17 dogs, mothers, and puppies will follow once they're old enough to travel, bringing the total number of dogs rescued from the dog meat farm to 67. The rescue operation was part of a broader effort to end South Korea's dog meat industry, which is in its final chapter. With the government ban set to take full effect in 2027, nearly 40% of farms have already closed. Humane World for Animals has been instrumental in its progress, shutting down 18 farms and rescuing over 2,700 dogs since 2015. One such farm, operated by Mr. Hugh, was recently shut down for cruelty violations. For 40 years, Mr. Hugh bred dogs for slaughter, serving their meat in his restaurant and selling them to markets. Now he's transitioning to chili farming, proof that alternative livelihoods are possible and necessary. Joining the rescue was Korean-American actor Daniel Henney, a longtime advocate against the dog meat trade. On site in this location, he helped remove terrified dogs from their cages and also adopted a golden retriever named Juliet, herself a survivor of the dog meat trade. As a huge dog lover and dad to a dog meat farm survivor, it was incredibly challenging to see the suffering of these dogs who have endured so much. It makes me all the prouder to have supported Humane World for Animals' successful campaign to achieve a ban, because it means no more dogs like these will suffer like this again, said Henney. South Korea is embracing a new chapter where dogs are our friends, not food. And that couldn't make me more thrilled, he said. I'm looking forward to following the journey of these dogs as they find their forever homes in the United States and put the dog meat industry behind them. The rescued dogs, mostly Jin Doe mixes, now face a future filled with love and stability. But for too many still trapped in this cruel system, time is running out. Humane World of Animals campaign now offers a second chance for individual dogs, but also challenges the cultural stigma that still surrounds meat farm survivors in South Korea. While the law is successfully dismantling the dog meat industry, we are happy to be able to provide a bright future for the dogs on this farm. For them, the dog meat industry is over, and they have nothing but soft beds, full bellies, and lots of love ahead of them. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join our social media family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. song, I Will Survive. And those dogs are going to survive, and they're going to survive in some good homes with some good parents that will take care of them and feed them, and they will become part of the family. So, Kay, I know you've never tried dog meat, right?
No.
So I was actually at a party one time, and there was a guy, that very wealthy person, walked in, and we were talking in a circle, and all of a sudden he said, oh, he just got back from, like, Korea. And all of a sudden he started talking that he had dog meat for dinner. And I was like, how can you do that? You live here in the United States. Our dogs are our pets. Like, how can you go to, well, it's a different country. And I was like, yeah, but you're from the United States. We don't eat dogs here. At least, not to my knowledge.
They eat cat.
Yeah. It could be a myth. But the thing is that you know, in Korea and stuff, they were eating it for a long time. Now, North Korea is a different story, but at least in South Korea, which is one of our allies, they are not eating dog anymore, at least to the known public. Who knows what people do behind closed doors? But I would hope that they don't, because dogs, cats, there are friends, there are families, and we want to take care of them. So, and I think that's pretty cool that Daniel Henney actually adopted one of those dogs as well. So, but once again, we are open to your calls and questions. You can give us a call, comments, stories. But we do have coming up Dr. Brad Ryan. He is the senior professional services veterinarian at Antech Diagnostics, and he's going to be joining us to talk about basically pests, like I was talking about with fleas and ticks and so on and so forth, but he's going to give you the medical approach to it. So stay tuned for that. He's going to be joining us in just a few minutes. But we are open at 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. So pick up the phone and give us a call, but stay tuned for that interview in just a few minutes. But once again, you could check out our website at talkinpets.com, talkinpets.com. And on there, you can click on the button that says Listen Live, and you can listen to us. But if you want to go on Facebook Live, you can do that as well. And at Talkin' Pets Radio. And you could check us out on Facebook Live. And we welcome your calls and questions. And when you go on there, give a shout-out to Darla. 818-818-6401. That is the number. 818-818-6401. But once again, I'm John Patch.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Pick up the phone, give us a call. But coming up next, that is Dr. Brad Ryan from Antech Diagnostics. We're going to be talking with him. And so stay tuned. It's actually an amazing interview. So he's going to be filling us in on a lot of different things that you may not know about with these pests and so on and so forth. So, and you can always check it out at their website, antechdiagnostics.com. But right now, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. You can't stop the tears from falling down.
Maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
According to a memo that was recently released by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the United States federal government killed the alpha male of the Saffo pack of Mexican gray wolves in Arizona for preying on livestock. The pack, alpha male, is the 21st endangered Mexican gray wolf to be killed by the U.S. government since the animal's reintroduction to the Southwest began in 1998, the fifth to be killed by federal employees in 2020 thus far. In March, the U.S. government killed another wolf father, one of his pups, and two other pups from another pack, all in New Mexico. The slain wolf, a father of four young pups, had previously suffered an emergency leg amputation in November after being caught in a government trap. The wolf's two-year-old daughter died in January because of causes still unknown. A month later, the alpha male left his pack. This wolf father's horribly unfair fate offers us a peek at the broader tragedy of heavy-handed wolf management, said Michael Robinson at the Center for Biological Diversity in a statement after his injury. He had to hunt alone on three legs, so he turned to livestock. He was too smart to be caught in a trap again, but he couldn't outrun his radio collar and an aerial sniper. From the start of reintroduction, 25 Mexican gray wolves have been killed inadvertently at the hands of the U.S. government. Eight more wolves were also placed in captivity in April and May without injury. Two newborn pups that were removed from the Arizona den and placed with captive wolves in April were later killed by their new pack that also killed two of their own pups, as revealed by the Fish and Wildlife Service. In 2018, a U.S. district court in Arizona found that the service committed an oversight in ignoring scientists' warnings that in its 2015 management rule would worsen inbreeding in the wolf population. The service has until May 17, 2021 to rewrite the rule in the wake of tens of thousands of public comments received by its recent June 15 deadline. The service will issue a draft rule and environmental impact statement in the fall and accept public comments. The clock is ticking on the Fish and Wildlife Service court order rewrite of its wolf management rule, said Robinson. If the agency reauthorizes anything like the current heartless mismanagement, we'll see them in court again. Mexican wolves would recover if the service would just release them as families into the wild and then let them live with no persecution. You're listening to Talkin' Pets. And welcome back to Talkin' Pets. We're speaking right now with Brad Ryan. That's Dr. Brad Ryan, Senior Professional Services Veterinarian at Antech. Dr. Brad Ryan is a wildlife and public health veterinarian from Southeast Ohio. He began his career in animal health working with greater one-horned rhinos and other critically endangered species at the North America's largest conservation facility, the Wilds. Since graduating from veterinary school, he's treated small animals, exotic pets, and wildlife in veterinary hospitals across the United States, and served as program manager for the Smithsonian Global Health Program at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. His professional interests include veterinary public health and abating the spillover of zoonotic diseases from animals to people. Dr. Ryan currently resides in Duncan Falls, Ohio, with his giant schnauzer, Evan Williams. He is an accomplished keynote speaker in the outdoor adventure, mental health, and LGBTQ plus advocacy arenas, and is currently writing a memoir for Simon & Schuster about his history-making intergenerational journey to every U.S. national park. I want to welcome on to the program Dr. Brad Ryan.
Wow, thank you. That was a lofty introduction. I appreciate it.
That was all done in one breath as well.
So. That was hilarious.
I have a lot of good questions for you to find out answers to, and I'm looking forward to what you have to say. So right off the bat, I wanted to ask you, why are you seeing actually an increase in vector-borne diseases right now? And so people know, can you describe what a vector-borne disease is?
Sure. When we say vector, we're speaking about primarily mosquitoes and ticks, although fleas can do this as well. Any biting insect that transmits pathogens from animal to animal, animal to person, those are vector-borne diseases. And we're seeing an increase in those diseases because vectors don't stay in one place, right? Over time, they move out of their former territory into new parts of the country. And we may not always be prepared because historically we haven't seen Lyme disease maybe in our state, and now it's starting to happen. And we've got to be ready for that. We have to know how these stories are changing in real time. And depending on what part of the country we're in, we may have more of a certain vector-borne disease than another. So we try to be vigilant and screening for everything so we know how those circumstances are changing to the best of our ability from year to year.
So, Dr. Ryan, I've got a question on climate change. Do you think the warming climate is actually causing these vector-borne diseases to spread?
There's no doubt about that, because we know that mosquitoes that transmit heartworm love heat and humidity. That's why we see it much higher in the southern states, especially in the southeast. As far as ticks go, you know, the deer tick, the black-legged tick that transmits Lyme, and also anaplasmosis. Oftentimes we see co-infections there. These are really tough ticks. They can survive winters. They go into a state of dormancy, but then it gets into like the mid-30s, high 30s, and we're going to see those ticks moving around even if there's snow on the ground, and they're ready to find their next blood meal. So that's what we're seeing. You know, we with Lyme, we can look at that as a case example, right? New England was our hot spot, as well as the upper Midwest. We think of like Wisconsin, Minnesota. And over the last decade, that would just throw those rules out the window, because we've seen a bridging across Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Ohio. Now it's creeping all the way down into northern North Carolina, and it's moving west into eastern Tennessee. And, of course, people move around, don't they? They go on vacation with their pets, and they can take the pets and the parasites that they're carrying with them and introduce them into new parts of the country. So we have a lot of factors at play there.
So what do you recommend that pet owners, pet parents can do to remain vigilant against this?
There are, you know, it's hard for me to think of an example of a part of the United States and even Canada where we would not want to recommend having a pet be on heartworm and flea and tick prevention all 12 months of the year. And, of course, when you go in for your annual wellness exam, hopefully we're also getting blood work done and your analysis to assess the health of our furry family. But we also need to make sure that as part of that wellness exam that we're also running a comprehensive vector-borne screening test. So it's not just heartworm alone. We need to be thinking about Lyme. We need to be thinking about other tick-borne diseases as well. And if we know that our pet has been exposed, that allows us as veterinarians to look closer at the blood work and the urinalysis to make sure that pet doesn't need to be treated potentially.
So if I go into my vet and I want to ask questions about, you know, my pets to the veterinarian about VBDs, as they're abbreviated, what would you say I would start that conversation out like?
Well, I would start by saying that my understanding is that vector-borne diseases that are spread by mosquitoes and ticks, are moving rapidly across the country. What is the risk in our particular county, in our particular state? When was the last time my pet was tested? And I'm a little bit concerned maybe because my pet hasn't been on year-round prevention. So all the more reason to get tested today, and all the more reason to start that year-round prevention from this day moving forward.
So how do you know if a pet is actually exposed to a vector-borne disease?
It depends on the disease. So for heartworm, it makes sense, right? Because that's a parasite that sets up shop in the pulmonary artery in the heart of the dog and sometimes the cat. So we can see coughing, we can see fainting, collapsing episodes, things of that nature if they're truly infected. With tick-borne diseases, it can be a lot trickier because we're talking about oftentimes very non-specific, vague symptoms. So maybe a pet that is not as energetic, not eating as well. Very, very vague. Occasionally with Lyme disease, not uncommonly, I should say, with Lyme disease, you may see an arthritis that comes and goes. So this walking on eggshells type of gait that comes and then it leaves and comes back, or they just seem really reactive when you touch them on the knee. So those are some of the possibilities there. And if you see anything that's out of the ordinary, especially if your pet was bitten by a tick and you know that they were, and or you've seen some of those vague clinical signs or symptoms that I just mentioned, I would have a conversation with my veterinarian as soon as possible about that.
So, Dr. Ryan, how do pets actually get infected? And once they're infected, can these pets actually transfer this disease over to the human parent?
So our pets are infected when they're bitten by either a mosquito or a tick or any other type of vector. And that can happen to us as well. And that's where the risk is. It's the fact that we're outside doing the same things, maybe hiking, doing something outdoors. It could even be just working in the yard, right? And so that's where the transmission occurs. And sometimes it's when the pet comes into the home and, let's say, the tick gets off the dog at some point and walks across the room and decides to get on the human on the couch. So that's where transmission happens. It's not direct from the pet to us.
So how often do you think that your pets should actually be tested for, like, Lyme disease and, you know, and other things that may be affected, like heartworm? And
yep.
So, and if they're on a flea and tick prevention, does that 100% protect them from these, you know, VBDs?
It's a good question. The annual testing recommendation holds true for dogs all over the United States. Feline heartworm disease is now a bigger issue than we appreciated in the past. So even an annual heartworm test for your cat is the new recommendation from the American Heartworm Society. So annual testing. And if your pet, of course, was off prevention and you know they were exposed, then we need to get in sooner than the next annual wellness appointment.
Sounds good.
And if they've been on prevention, we still want to have that pet tested every year because we always have the possibility that drugs can lose their effectiveness over time. And even the best owner, who's very vigilant in the monthly prevention, can sometimes get in a hurry one morning when it's due and forget about it. And it only takes missing 1 month of prevention and one tick bite to create an infection. So that's why we recommend annual testing for everybody.
Yeah. I'm glad that you said that, actually, because of the fact that, you know, if it becomes not effective or maybe resilient or something,
correct,
just to be safe, it's good to check with your local vet.
Yeah, and we're not going to know that until we start seeing that trend. If we have lots and lots of dogs that are testing positive for heartworm and we have owners saying, I promise you, I gave prevention every month this year, then we're going to have our curiosity peak that there may be a resistance issue that's emerging.
So where can my listeners and all, where can they find out more information about Antech Diagnostics?
Well, you just said it. So it's antechdiagnostics.com. So that's A-N-T-E-C-H diagnostics.com. And, you know, we offer TrueRapid 4 for an in-house option, so you can get the answer right away, as well as a reference lab option called AccuPlex. Both really great tests to make sure that your pets are screened comprehensively.
Sounds great. I appreciate you coming on, Dr. Brad Ryan. A great pleasure. Senior Professional Services Veterinarian at Antech Diagnostics. And again, that's antechdiagnostics.com. Check it out today. And Dr. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure as well. And that was Dr. Brad Ryan. And he is the Senior Professional Services Veterinarian at Antech Diagnostics. I want to thank him so much for his time and his information with that story. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Coming on with us soon will be Maria Ryan, professional dog trainer. This is Talkin' Pets.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda.
Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation, and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Sonoma County Vintners Association encourages you to open your favorite bottle of wine and share it with family and friends. Why not try more talking than texting, more social engagement and less social media? And let's spend time with real friends and not computer-generated ones. Wine is family, friends, and connections. Wine is us. Cheers to us. Brought to you by Sonoma County Vintners. Enjoy responsibly.
On
April 24th, Charlotte, North Carolina, somebody posted a horrific, heartbreaking video of a possum being burned alive to social media. The heart-wrenching video shows three men dousing the innocent possum in an accelerant and then setting her on fire. Outrage from the video prompted numerous tips to wildlife and police. While the identities of both individuals are known, only one has been arrested. On May 8th, police arrested 30-year-old Cameron Bernard Torrance from Mint Hill on multiple charges, including instigating animal cruelty, fleeing and eluding arrest, and violating probation. Sign the petition at www.animalvictory.org to make sure all three men are prosecuted for this horrific crime to an innocent animal. Visit TalkingPets.com for more info and join our social media family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. I'm John Patch.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
And Maria Ryan is joining us right now. How are you, darling? I think she's there. Maybe she's not there.
He's destroyed on that couch, isn't he?
All right, she's not there yet. Okay.
He's on
his bed. Maria's
going
to be coming on with this. And she is a dog trainer there, Maria Ryan. And so we'll stay tuned for her in just a second.
That's but, right, you fed him.
So, I don't know. It's like things like this. The thing that amazes me is when people do drastic things like that, like the burning the possum, and then they put it on TikTok or Facebook or something like that, like for people that are going to enjoy it.
I am.
Yeah,
I mean,
they want the views and they want the likes.
You can't hear me. Yes.
For something so tragic. And then because it's a felony, they end up getting arrested and they go to jail.
Well, two have not yet.
Yeah,
I can't
well,
hear anything right now.
Definitely need to. I mean, I'm not a big possum fan, but I would never do something like that. I have one that comes on my front porch all the time and eats the cat food I put out there for my stray cat. So, but once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. The lines are open at 818-818-6401. That's the number to call, 818-818-6401. And we're going to be talking with Maria Ryan. I think she's in the bathroom. So once she's out of the little boys, girls room, I should say, then we will actually be talking with Maria. And she's joining us at a last minute because of the fact that Tennessee is having some bad storms. And Jilly, who was supposed to be on the show, is without power once again. There's been some really tragic weather out there this year, like in the Midwest with all the tornadoes that they've been getting and all. And all I can say is about, you know, thank God for those parts of the country that have cellars.
Yeah, but the hurricanes coming now are probably horrible.
Yeah, and they probably will be. And, you know, but, you know, we do have prep time to a degree, you know. But I don't know. I mean, it's still scary. I mean, last year was, I think, one of the worst that we've had. And we've had strong hurricanes in this area, but nothing like Helene that brought all the flooding, and not only to the state of Florida, but it went right up into Tennessee and everywhere else. So, and of all places, like North Carolina got flooded. I have friends that just moved there, and to get away from hurricanes and that kind of stuff here in the Florida state, and they moved up there to North Carolina to go away from, and then they got hit with it, and everything got flooded. And you got to be prepared. You got to have a plan, no matter where you are in this country. Have a plan for your pets, because even like you're going to be in a hurry. Earthquake happens, tsunami happens, hurricane, you got a little bit of time, of course. Fires have been breaking out like crazy around the country. So make sure you have everything set. Make sure you know where everything is. You want to have a first aid kit already set for your pets. You want to have their crates and let them be comfortable in going into them. And if they're not, then leave the crate out somewhere in the house and put some toys in there that they're used to going in and out of it and getting it. Because you don't want them not to be used to it. And I could tell you firsthand, it may not be as hard to get a dog into a crate, but if you've got cats and there's something going on outside, it's going to be a trial. Because those legs will all spread out, all four, and try getting them in the crate then. But I always say, if you want to get them in the crate and they're not used to it, do it in a small room like a bathroom. Have the crate in there, and then bring your cat in there, unknowing. And then, basically, they can't run under a bed or upstairs or someplace where you have to run after them and try to get them. And I can tell you firsthand, it's crazy to try to get them out from underneath the bed when there's a catastrophe going on. Because your nicest cat, when they're fearful like that because of something going on, they'll bite, they'll scratch, they'll do whatever they can. But once again, you are listening to Talking Pets. And I don't know, is Maria, are you with us? Oh, okay. Maria's not there. She's in the ladies' room. So she'll be with us. So 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. But I just want you to be safe out there when you're, looking for that. And also, you know, the thing, too, is I have a stray cat that I feed on my front porch. She had kittens. And catastrophe happened. One of the kittens got run over by my neighbor, which I'm still traumatized over that. And then the second one, a bunch of kids, when I was in the back part of my home, never even heard them, but my neighbor saw them. They ran into my yard, and they stole one of the kittens.
Oh, wow.
Which was Blondie, which was my favorite one, and now she's gone. So the mother cat is, we call her Sunny, me and my neighbor. She's got two little kittens. And they, nobody could tell me that you can't train a feral kitten anymore, because I'll tell you, I used Vitacraft lick and lap, and I used that. They came up, the kittens come up, they all want it, and I'm able to pick the kittens up now and play with them. So they're ready to be adopted if anybody wants a cute kitty. 818-818-6401. That's a hint, Kay. You're gonna have
a
big house now. You need to have kitties. They're so adorable.
You can talk to Marcellus about that. He yelled at me once.
Oh, whatever. Well, you got one kitty so far.
Yeah.
Well, they need friends.
I said that. He said no.
I'll talk to him. Hey, spay and neuter your pet, self-control the pet population. And this cat is going in to be spayed. And thanks to Dr. Sue, she's going to do it. But once again, you are listening to Talking Pets. Thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. Bye for now.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.